25 for 25 breaking news and recap. Last year, Braves Country set the world record for largest beach ball toss, but we barely had any time to celebrate before the haters came out in full force. If they were to spend as much energy tossing beach balls as they did hating, they themselves could probably have the record. But we're going to have the final word on the whole thing during our final spring training game, our home game, Sunday, March 23rd, against the Baltimore Orioles of Sarasota. That's right, we're going to set a new and undisputable world record for beach balls tossed, not just in a spring training home game, not just in the state of Florida, not just on the Gulf Coast, no, a world record for the entire world with no qualifications. A certain amusement park, they may or may not be based in Florida, they like to claim they still hold the record, but they're straight up about to get sunned. How many beach balls will be tossed? Well, last year we tossed over 1,300. This year, well, how high can you count? So bring your beach ball tossing hands to our final home game, March 23rd, and let's make some history together. Go Beach Balls and go Braves! Line Drive Pass, back this year at Cool Today Park. Arrive early to get discounts and power through the concession stands just like a line drive off of Ozzy Albee's bat. This includes early entry, bottomless popcorn, and even concession and retail discounts. Find that ticket upgrade available at www.cooltodaypark.com. Go Braves! Breaking news, let's talk St. Patrick's Day. Once again, I am honored to be the patron saint of another St. Patrick's Day right here at Cool Today Park. The Boston Red Sox will be back in town and the Lucky Charms will be flowing. Make sure you help us close out that four-game homestand in style. You can wear your green and bring us good luck only. We've got the pot of gold tater tots for you at Smokehouse Barbecue. Let's send those snakes back to Boston together on St. Patrick's Day, Monday, March 17th at Cool Today Park. Go Braves! Breaking news, 25 for 25, new bar, Surfside Surf Shack, right here at Cool Today Park. That's right, a brand new place to drink alcohol and a brand new alcohol to drink there. What more could you want from a ballpark than to get a little boozy with us? The Surfside Surf Shack, located at the Tiki Bar in the left field corner, is serving up some tasty new beverages. They're perfect for spring training. Is the beer sitting a little too heavy for you in the hot sun? Are you too hydrated from the water? Are you no longer allowed to drink soda by doctor or court order? Then bring yourself over to the Surfside Surf Shack to crush some delicious mixed beverages that pair all of our Braves Country favorites with a little splash of vodka to take the edge off. I'm talking iced tea, lemonade, green tea, all of them topped with enough vodka to keep things interesting. You know, in the darkest days of the Cold War, the Russian people were living in such poverty that they'd break into homes, shake locked liquor cabinets until all the bottles were broken, drain out all of the liquid, then filter the glass out so it was safe to drink. But here at Cool Today Park, you can just have it in a can. We've even got one with that raspberry lemonade for a little extra razzmatazz. That's right, come get spiked with us at the Surfside Surf Shack. Iced tea, lemonade, green tea, raspberry lemonade. You heard it here first. Get boozy with us at Cool Today Park and go Braves! Breaking news, 25 for 25, let's talk Terrace Club. The First Base Terrace Club is now available as a group space for spring training. So make sure to book it to host your Atlanta Braves outing right here at Cool Today Park. We're talking children's birthday parties. We're talking papal conclaves. We're talking engagement parties, divorce parties. You name it, you could be in the First Base suite at the Terrace Club. Now available for spring training 2025. Go Braves! Breaking news, this just in, 25 for 25, more insanely cool things to do at Cool Today Park during spring training 2025. We're talking baseball stories today. Upgrade your ticket for a chance to hear stories about the game we love from those who've lived them. Last year, we had our general manager, Alex AA Anthopoulos, Brian Snitker, and Eddie Perez down to the Lecom Club, and they spoke about their experiences, what it meant to be a Brave, and they even took a few questions. This year, who knows who will stop by? Upgrade your ticket to Lecom Club access today to make sure you don't miss out on this unique opportunity. One-of-a-kind experiences like that only at Cool Today Park during spring training 2025. Go Braves! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Braves Beach House podcast live from Cool Today Park. Today I'm with the Emperor of Entry, the William of Will Call, a man who puts victory in VIP, in the TKO and ticketing operations. You need to. He's got you, unless we're sold out. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Ed Peretta, Cool Today Park's very own ticketing manager, live here with us in the Beach House podcast. Ed, it's great to have you in the podcast studio today. Are you a little busy this time of year?
No, not much going on. Just sitting back, relaxing, enjoying the days.
It's awesome to have you here. Many things to go over, ticketing being such a big part of Cool Today Park and a live sporting event. But first, we want to get to know you a little bit better, Ed. Will you tell us a little bit about yourself? Of course, rule number one being that in Braves country, you got to be a Braves fan. But we want to know where you're from and how long you've been with the Braves.
Originally from Rhode Island, small state Rhode Island. I went to school in New Mexico.
Wow.
And then once I finished school there, I moved to Florida, and then I got involved with the Braves by my the last facility they were at. I worked for that organization, so I began working with the Braves up there in Orlando. And then when the Braves decided to leave Orlando and move their way down here, I got to know some of the folks in the organization, spoke to them, and they were nice enough to hire me on and bring me down to Southwest Florida with them.
So you're a part of the spring training operations even before Cool Today Park.
Yes, I was the ticketing specialist for them as when they were up in Orlando. Yep.
That's awesome to hear. And we're glad you got linked up with us. You do a great job keeping all the gates together, keeping everybody seated where they're supposed to be. We love that. We also wanted to know a little bit more about Cool Today Park while you had you here from the ticketing perspective. Sure. What is our seating capacity technically here at Cool Today Park? And just if there are any tidbits that are interesting that you've learned about the ballpark over the years, and especially through that ticketing and game day fan experience side.
Capacity-wise, we'd be about 7,400 would be pushing the capacity of the stadium here. Some of the intricacies, not much. It's nice. It's 360 degrees, which makes it really nice because it's an open-air stadium, of course, so guests can walk around and see all that. It is nice to have a little, we do have some opportunities for shade in the stadium here, which is a big plus for us down here. Some covers, especially for our guests visiting the stadium on game days. It's always nice for them to have that. And of course, just being so small is really nice because it makes it more intimate for our fans. They get a little up closer view of the players and such. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot nicer for them to come to the ballpark.
Certainly a major perk of coming to a spring training game is that being right up on these major league baseball players.
Yes,
and
yep.
Having a great seat to be able to do that, even a shaded seat, like you mentioned, is even better. Well, if you're coming to a spring training game in 2025, we wanted to talk to you about the two options being what is the best value seat one could purchase, and then on the other end, what is the most extreme top-of-the-line VIP experience one can purchase, and maybe kind of the in-between as well.
Okay. Well, the value seat, of course, is our berm, so those are at least expensive seats, and that's good for the families to come out. The kids can sit on the grass with a blanket, watch the game, hopefully get a home run ball or two out there, hit out there, so that's always nice. Our VIP experience, well, we do offer a VIP experience, was actually you get seats. You get a seat for the game. You purchase a ticket for the seat for the game. You go. You can enter the game early at 10 a.m. You go to the blocked-off area behind home plate, and you get to watch batting practice.
Right.
For the teams take BP before the game starts.
They're hitting a lot of them out there in the berm, too.
There you go.
So if you're in the berm early for batting practice, you probably will catch a couple home run balls.
And it'd be, while you're doing that, you also have the opportunity to go to our Lecom Club, and you can cool off in there, get a drink, a little something to eat, make your way back out. There's always that plus of it. It makes it exciting for the families and the kids, of course, out there. So, I mean, that's one VIP experience we like to push out here.
Sure.
But being in, like I said, a small stadium like this, there's not really a bad seat in the house. They're all great.
Right. So, a few weeks before we're going to get kicked off for spring training 2025, is there a game that's close to being sold out yet?
Well, there's always the Yankees game.
You had to say him. I knew it was probably coming. That's right.
Keep an eye on that one.
That's right. That's right. That's going to be March 2nd.
March 2nd. Yeah, 1:05 start time. Yes. Yep.
Well, you know, and I'm sure you heard about Crazy Patrick's parking, right? Every spring training ticket we sell comes with free parking. Isn't that crazy?
I don't know how you do it. How do we do it out there?
Well, it's a lot of asphalt and even some grass. And unless you're in an RV or an oversized, you're going to park for free at Cool Today Park with the purchase of a ticket. So
you are.
Thanks for doing that for the fans.
Oh, no problem. Glad to have them out here and make it easy for everybody to come on and enjoy the ballpark.
Absolutely. Just kind of had one last question here because I wanted to talk a little bit about the art of tickets. I used to go to a lot of SEC football games growing up and certainly going to Braves games and Richmond Braves games. And you would always get a hard ticket. And when you would get season tickets for those things, it was like a piece of art. The coaches and the players and the barcodes, it was all there. And the day now is the digital age of ticketing. So I guess my question being, I miss hard copy tickets a little bit. Is that something a fan would still be able to get at Cool Today Park? And a little bit about the digital process of ticketing and the trusted sites from where our fans need to be pulling and buying their tickets
sure.
from.
Sure. Most organizations are getting away from the paper ticket nowadays.
No.
We still offer that opportunity that you can still come to the ballpark, purchase your tickets, and we will give you a hard ticket if you need
some. Like a souvenir.
Souvenir, yes. Yeah. But we're also finding a lot of our folks, especially down here, we're a little, unreceptive at first, but they're coming around. They're learning how to use their phones better, and they don't mind putting their tickets on there.
Good.
So it's getting more exciting for us. And to buy your tickets, of course, you go to Ticketmaster.com.
Okay.
Or our box office is open because I like to have our availability for our guests to come to the window, speak to our staff here. I've got a great staff at the windows here at Cool Today Park. They're all learning more and more about baseball every year. And it makes that connection with the fan a lot better so they know they can come here, get their ticket, and
move
on.
That's a luxury in spring training to be able to have that staff at the box office that can assist the fans and help out, something we do great at Cool Today Park.
Yep. And they can always get their tickets with Ticketmaster or the MLB app nowadays. A lot of people are getting used to that. Or if you go to your account manager at cooltodaypark.com, a ticket account manager, you can build your account inside there. You can find your tickets, and once again, you can load those to your phone, to your Apple wallet, and put them on your wallet, and you're all set to come in.
All right. Well, you heard it here first about the ticketing experience right here from Ed Peretta, our ticketing manager at Cool Today Park. Ed, any final words for the 2025 season and your Atlanta Braves?
Well, go Braves, and we'll see you guys out there at the ballpark. Box office is always open for your convenience.
Look forward to seeing you, Ed. We've got a gift for you coming your way. Look out.
All right. Thank you.
Good catch. Put him in, coach. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ed Peretta. Thanks for watching with us. This is the Braves Beach House Podcast. Say it with me.
Go Braves.